بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فإني أشكر الله سبحانه وتعالى على نعمه الكثيرة الظاهرة والباطنة، ومن النعم الكثيرة أن وفقنا الله سبحانه وتعالى لمثل هذا اللقاء الطيب مع فضيلة الشيخ عبد القادر الجنيد حفظه الله تعالى، ونشكره على تلبية دعوة إخوانه هنا في مسجد قباء بمدينة أورلاندو في ولاية فلوريدا. فنسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجزيه خير الجزاء على ما قدم ولا يزال، وأن يزيده علما وثباتا على السنة، وأن يبارك في أعماله، وأن يحفظه وأهله وأسرته الكريمة، وأن يدخر هذه الجهود الطيبة له في ميزان حسناته خالصة له يوم نلقى الله سبحانه وتعالى. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I welcome all of you today, and we start our first talk with our mashayikh here in this seminar, three-day seminar in Masjid Quba, in the city of Orlando, in the state of Florida. And with us today is our beloved Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Junaid, hafidhahullah. We thank him very much for once again answering the invitation of the Muslims here. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase him in knowledge, to keep him firm upon the sunnah, and to reward him the greatest of reward, and to preserve him and his family members. تفضل فضيلة الشيخ وبارك الله فيكم.
الحمد لله المحمود على كل حال، الموصوف بصفات الجلال والكمال، المعروف بفضيل الإنعام والأفضل الإفضال، خلق فقدر وقدر فيسر، فكل عبد إلى ما قدره عليه وقضاه صائم. أحمده سبحانه على خفي لطفه وجزيل جزمه وتراه، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له بالعظمة والجلال، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وخليله الصادق الفضال ومصطفاه العظيم الفعال. اللهم صل على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه خير صحب وآل، وسلم تسليما كبيرا. أما بعد، فيا أيها الإخوة والأخوات، فتفكم الله على التوحيد والسنة إلى الممات، وحشركم إلى الجنة بدون حزام ولا عذاب. فقد أخرج الإمام البخاري رحمه الله في صحيحه عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أنه قال: بعث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم معاذ بن جبل إلى نحو أهل اليمن، قال له: إنك تقدم على قوم من أهل الكتاب، فليكن أول ما تدعوهم إلى أن يوحدوا الله تعالى، فليكن أول ما تدعوهم إلى أن يوحدوا الله تعالى، فإذا عرفوا ذلك فأخبرهم أن الله قد فرض عليهم خمس صلوات في يومهم وليلتهم، فإذا صلوا فأخبرهم أن الله قد فرض عليهم زكاة في أموالهم تؤخذ من غنيهم فترد على فقيرهم، فإذا أقروا بذلك فخذ منهم وتعطى كرائم أموال الناس. وقد أحببت أن تكون كلمتي أو مشاركتي معكم في هذه الليلة، وهذا اليوم الجمعة الثامن من شهر صفر من العام 1434 من هجرة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى المدينة، بعنوان الفوائد المستجاب للدعاء إلى الله من حبيبي بعث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حبيبه معاذا إلى اليمن.
أحسن الله إليكم وبارك فيكم. Our beloved Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى, after praising Allah سبحانه وتعالى and sending the salat and the salam upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family members and companions, he said to proceed, my dear beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep all of you firm upon Tawheed and the Sunnah, and to cause us all to die upon it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who will enter al-Jannah without accounting, without punishment. Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala has collected in his Sahih on the authority of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, that who said that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Mu'ad ibn Jabal to the people of Yemen, he said to him, indeed, you're going to deal with the people from the people of the book. So let the first thing that you call them to is Tawheed, that they should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Once they know this and they act upon it, inform them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made obligatory upon them 5 prayers in their day and night. If they perform the prayers, inform them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made obligatory upon them a zakat, a charity that is to be taken from the wealthy amongst them and to be given to the poor amongst them. And be aware that you may take from their wealth that which is most beloved to them. The Shaykh says, I love to share with you today in my talk in the day of Friday, the 8th of Safar, of the year of 1434 of the Hijrah, of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Mecca to Al-Madina. The unwan is the benefits to the du'ats, to those people who call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is extracted from the hadith that we just mentioned, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent his beloved companion Mu'ad to Yemen. Tafaddal fadilatu shaykh.
فأقول مستعينا بالله تعالى, هذا حديث عظيم جليل في باب دعوة الخلق إلى دين الله عز وجل, يحتاجه المسلمون لا سيما يحتاجه المسلمون حاجة شديدة لا سيما في هذه الأيام وهذه الأزمنة, فيحتاج العلماء والمفتون والمدرسون والكتاب والخطباء وأئمة المساجد, إذ فيه من الدرر والفوائد والكنوز والفرائض والأحكام والمعاني ما تجعل الداعية إلى الله تعالى وإلى دينه وشريعته وإلى عبادته وطاعته يسير مع الخلق على خطى واضحة بينة وطريق مستقيم مثمر ومنهج صحيح مطمئن وثبات وقوة مبتوح. وسأتناول معكم في هذا اللقاء بعض فوائد هذا الحديث المتعلقة بالتوحيد والعقيدة حتى لا يطول إلى المقام ويؤدينا آخر الحديث. أولا تفضل.
You know, beloved Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala, he says, I say, and I'm seeking help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this hadith is a great hadith, especially in this topic that we're about to talk about, calling the people to the religion of Allah. This hadith is needed by all Muslims. They have a great need to understand and to apply this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially in our times. This hadith is needed to be understood and applied by the scholars, those who give fatwa, Islamic verdicts, those who are teaching the deen of Allah, those who are writing books about the deen of Allah. It is needed by the khutaba, those who give Jumu'ah sermons, and by the a'imma, the imams of the masajid. Why is so important? Because this hadith contains gems and jewels, great benefits. It is a treasure of rules and regulations that makes the da'i, the one who's calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling to the religion of Allah, calling to the tawheed, to the worship of Allah, to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow these guidelines of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hadith while calling the creation. And while doing so, if he follow this hadith, that caller to Allah will find himself firm upon the truth. The path become clear for him because it is upright and straight. His minhaj in calling and the methodology in calling to Allah will be upright, sound and correct. And therefore, he will be calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a firm foot. The Shaykh says, in this gathering and this meeting with you, I will elaborate on and bring into you some of the benefits from this great hadith. And they are about the tawheed and the aqeedah, the sound creed. So that inshallah ta'ala, we hope from this that we do not make this gathering and this meeting a long one, in a way that which we will say later make you forget about what we said before that. Naam ya Shaykh, ahsanallahu alayk.
Do I understand
the Shaykh Abu Ta'ala says, so therefore may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you firm upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and may Allah increase you in knowledge. We will share with you maybe 3, 4, or 5 benefits. Inshallah ta'ala, we'll see how much can we put in this time. Naam ya Shaykh.
الذي كان عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في باب الدعوة إلى دين الله وشريعته هو إرسال الدعاة الأقوياء في الحجر من أصحابه رضي الله عنهم، أن الهدي الذي كان عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في باب الدعوة إلى دين الله وشريعته هو إرسال الدعاة الأقوياء في الحجر من أصحابه رضي الله تعالى عنهم، حيث أرسل صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى أهل اليمن وعمل سب الجبل رضي الله عنه حتى يدعوهم إلى التوحيد وبقية شرائع الإسلام. وقد كان معاذ رضي الله تعالى عنه من كبار علماء الصحابة رضي الله عنهم، وكان إليه المنتهى بالعلم بالأحكام الشرعية والقرآن، وممن أرسلهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا دعوة أهل اليمن وتعليمهم أمور دينهم، وكان صاحبهم على بل وفي النصرانية ممن أرسلهم النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام علي بن أبي طالب وأبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنهما، وهما أيضا من كبار علماء الصحابة. وهذا
The Shaykh Habib Ta'ala says, Al-Fa'id al-Ula, the first benefit from this great hadith, that we should know and always remember that the guidance that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon in sending callers to call to the religion of Allah and to what Allah has legislated, that he is to send the strong ones among his companions in knowledge, radiallahu anhum. Since he sent to the people of Yemen, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiallahu anhu, to call them to Tawheed, to single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship, and to call them to the rest of the rulings and regulations of Al-Islam. As for Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, he was one of the great scholars among the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And they used to go back to him and ask him as related to the rulings and regulation of the legislation. Allah subhanahu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent him to the people of Yemen to call them to Islam and then to teach them the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were upon Christianity. Likewise, from the companions, we mention here that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam also has sent to Yemen to call the people to Islam, is Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu and Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu. Likewise, Ali and Abu Musa radiallahu anhuma, they are considered from the great scholars among the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Naam, Sheikh.
ونستفيد من هذه الفائدة ونعرف ويتضح لنا بجلاء انحراف جماعة التبليغ في باب الدعوة إلى الله تعالى عن هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وطريقته بالدعوة حيث يبغون من أعداد الكثير من أتباعهم إلى بلدان العالم بدعوة الناس إلى الإسلام وهم غير مؤهلين علميا ولا عرفوا به العلم ولا طلبوه على أيدي العلماء بل يقعون في أشد من ذلك فيسوق العاصي اليوم أو يسلم الكافر اليوم وما من إلا أيام أو أسابيع أو شهور قليلة وإذا بهم قد أخرجوه للسفر معه إلى الدعوة وهو لما يعرف بعد أن يحسن عبادته.
الشيخ تعالى he says we benefit from this statement we just mentioned, this first benefit, and it will become clear to us just from what we said, the corruption and the deviation of Jama'at al-Tabligh as related to the da'wah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are far away from the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his methodology in calling to Allah and to the deen of Allah. Since Jama'at al-Tabligh, they go in many numbers to many countries in the world to call the people to Islam as they claim. But they are not qualified to do that because they don't have the knowledge. The Prophet ﷺ, he selected and chose the most knowledgeable of his companions. Jama'at al-Tabligh, they are not known with knowledge. They don't sit to learn from the ulama of the Muslims. That's why they fall into many things that they are not good, doesn't bring good to Islam. So for instance, what is known from the things that this Jama'at Tabligh, they do, when they go and talk to someone about Islam and a disbeliever accepts Islam, or they go to some Muslims who is disobedient, he is not practicing Islam correctly, and they talk to him, okay, you got to this and that, days after that, or maybe months, they will bring that same person who just became Muslim a couple of days or a couple of weeks away ago, on that somebody who was born Muslim but he never understand anything or know anything about Islam, they will take them with them to call to Allah. A person who didn't even learn how to worship his Lord, now they take him so he can call others to Islam and to worship Allah. Naam, Sheikh.
وهم بهذا الفعل أصلحهم الله وأرشدهم يسيئون إلى أنفسهم غاية الإساءة ويضرونها ضررا كبيرا ويؤثمونها إثما شديدا، ويظهر لكم ذلك من جهتين. نعم.
The Shaykh Habib Ta'ala, he says, as for Jama'at al-Tabligh, by them not following the Hadi and the guidance of the Prophet ﷺ, and it is Shaykh, he make dua for them. He said, may Allah rectify their affairs. And may Allah guide them to knowledge and to follow the Hadi and the guidance of the Prophet ﷺ. By them calling to Islam their way, not the way that the Prophet ﷺ was upon and his companions, they giving a bad image to Al-Islam. And they harm the da'wah to Al-Islam. And this will become clear to you from two angles. Naam, ya Shaykh.
Al-Shaykh
Habib
Ta'ala says, the حيث لم يخرج الدعوة إلا أحد العلماء من أصحابه وهم يخرجون الجهران ومن الأعداد الكبيرة.
The Shaykh Habib Ta'ala, he says, as for the first angle that shows how futile the minhaj of Jama'at al-Tabligh in them claiming to call to Allah and to Islam, that number one, the first angle, they go against the Hadi and the guidance of the Prophet ﷺ and his Sunnah. Since the Prophet ﷺ, he did not send for da'wah except few among the ulama, among the scholars, among the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim. This is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is sending only few amongst the most learned, the ulama of amongst the sahaba, while Jama'at al-Tabligh, they bring the ignorant people. They bring ignorant. Look, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam select few amongst the sahaba who have knowledge from the ulama, while Jama'at al-Tabligh, they bring the juhal, take the ignorant people in many numbers to call to Allah. Naam, ya Shaykh, sallallahu alayk.
الجهة الثانية أنهم يوقعون أنفسهم في القول على الله بغير علم، حيث يلقون الكلمات والمواعظ والبيانات و علمهم ضعيف جدا، فيقعون في أخطاء شرعية كثيرة. والقول على الله تعالى بغير علم من أكبر الذنوب وأسمع المعاصي وأخطر السيئات وأجرم الأمور.
And the Shaykh Habib Ta'ala says, as for the other angle, by them not following the guidance of the Prophet ﷺ, Jama'at al-Tabligh, still they put themselves in a situation which they speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without knowledge. Since they give talks, admonitions, and they speak without knowledge, because their knowledge about the deen that is known about them is very weak. So you find them, they fall into many mistakes in the legislation. As you know, that speaking about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without knowledge, it is considered from the greatest of all sins. It is madness. It is the greatest of disobedience to Allah. It is considered one of the worst of all sins, and one of the worst of all crimes that a person may fall into. Naam, ya Shaykh, sallallahu alayk.
وَلِضَحْتِ عِلْمِهِمْ تجد الإنسان تجد الإنسان يكون معهم دين حديثا وهو لا يزال بنفس مستوى الجسم أول قدومه عليهم، فلم يزدد علما بأحكام الشريعة ولا يزال عنده جهل كبير وضعف في الحكم، ويرتكب البدع ويقع في أخطاء كثيرة في العقيدة والصلاة والحج وباقي العبادات.
The Sheikh says, and because of their weakness in their knowledge, you will find them bringing somebody who just joined them and making the way for him to call to the deen of Allah. And that person himself, his level of knowledge didn't change yet. He's still ignorant about the rulings and regulations of Sharia. He's still very weak as related to the knowledge about the deen of Allah, still falling into innovations and many mistakes about aqidah. And this is something that is known about those who go with them. Because of the weakness of knowledge, you find them falling into many bid'ahs and innovations. They have many mistakes as related to the creed and the belief. Not add to that their mistakes as related to the salat, the hajj, and the rest of the actions of worship. نعم الشيخ.
بينما يأتي إنسان آخر عند أهل السنة والحديث السلفي ويصاحبه فما يكون معه إلا مدة يسيرة إلا وقد تعلم منهم أشياء عديدة فأصبح يعلم التوحيد ويعلم الشرك ويحسن صلاته ووضوءه ويعلم السنن ويطبقها، وإن اعتمر بعضهم اعتمر على السنة، وإن حج بعضهم حج على السنة، وإن صلى عندهم صلى على السنة، وأصبح يعظم سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ويقدم أحكامها على أحكام غيرها، ويسألهم ماذا قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذه المسألة، ماذا فعل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذا الأمر، أنه تربى على هذه الطريقة بينهم فدخلت إلى مسجد وأخذت منها فكانا، حتى لو تركهم وابتعد عنهم فلا يزال يتعبد لله جل وعلا في هذه العبادات التي تعلمها منهم، لا يزال منها لأنه أخذها عن سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala, he says, now as the opposed on the other side, if you find a person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide him to be amongst the people of Sunnah, those who are upon the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as-salafiyin, those who are upon the salaf, the way of the salaf, when he is in their company, even if that person spend a short time with them, he will learn great benefits, many things. He will learn the Tawheed, and he will learn the reality of Shirk, because that's what they focus on, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah As-Salafiyun. He will learn how to pray and perform and establish the prayer correctly. He will learn how to make ablution and wudu and purify himself. He will learn the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and act upon it, because he is amongst them. They teach the Sunnah and they act upon it in their lives. So when a person, for example, make Umrah with the people of Sunnah, he will make the Umrah according to the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. When a person may perform Hajj with the people of Sunnah, those who follow the Hadith, those who are upon the way of As-Salaf As-Salih, you find him, his Hajj is performed according to the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Likewise, when he performed the prayer with them, his prayer is according to the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Why all this? Because he's venerating and respecting the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the Sunnah always comes first. Nothing comes before the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this person, in the company of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, As-Salafiyun, he will ask them anything they say, they do. He says, what's the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said about this matter? What was the action of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this matter and this point? In this way, the Sunnah will enter into his heart and settle with him. And even if for any circumstances may find himself away from these people of Sunnah, he will continue to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correctly upon the Sunnah that he has already learned from the people of Sunnah. From the people of Sunnah. Why? Because he has learned it from them, and he knows that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be established except through the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naam, ya Shaykh. Shaykh Hafiz Ali says, for this reason, one of the great scholars of the past, of the Salaf, he says, if you see a young man, and when he began to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and began serious about worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you find him with the people of Sunnah, he sits with them, he learns from them, he takes from them, you should have hope for this person, that Allah wants a lot of good for that youth, for that young person. Why? Because by him or her being amongst the people of Sunnah, we learn the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from them and act upon them, upon it, and we'll apply it in his life. Likewise, being among the people of Sunnah, he will learn the Tawheed and act upon it and fulfill it. Likewise, he will learn the Shirk, polytheism, and avoid it. And he will be from those who venerate the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and held it in a high esteem. And you will find him always say, Allah says, when he comes to the deen of Allah, Allah says, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all of his affairs. But on the other hand, if you find a person, when he began to worship Allah and began, you know, to be serious, but he's with other than the people of Sunnah, the people of innovations, the people of partisanship and the like. He says, as the ulama, they say, just wash your hands. What does it mean? Because this person, by him being around the people of innovations and the like and misguidance, he will learn innovation from them. And he will fall into innovations and falsehood, because he's not learning the sunnah. Rather, he's going to find himself, the more he is around these people, the more he finds himself far away from the sunnah, far away from the truth. He doesn't, when he speaks, there is no statements of Allah, no statements from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's what it means when the ulama, they say, just wash your hands as related to that person. Why? Because he's going to grow upon the way and the methodology of the people of innovation. And if after some time you will come to that person and say, what you're upon is wrong. Why? Because Allah said, the Messenger of Allah said, still won't accept from you. You saying Allah said, the Messenger of Allah said, still won't accept. Why? Because he's drowning upon that battle and that falsehood and the innovations that of the people that he's around. Yeah, Mr. Al-Faidah
أن أعظم وأجل وأغلى وأولى ما يبدأ به ويبثه وينشره ويدعو إليه بالدعاء إلى الله سبحانه بدروسهم وخطبهم ومساجدهم وملتقياتهم واجتماعاتهم هو توحيد الله عز وجل.
In the Shaykh Hafidh Ali says, as for the second benefit, from the benefits from this hadith of Mu'ad ibn Jabal, the hadith that the Prophet ﷺ said, Mu'ad ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, to teach the people of Yemen, he says, that is the greatest and the most important, and that which should take precedence over anything else, that the da'i, the caller, should start with and call to and teach and disseminate among the people. Why he is calling the people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the job of the du'at, the callers to Allah, whether in their classes, in their Friday sermons, in their masajid, in their gatherings, in their seminars. The first thing that matters, that is very important and take precedence, is Tawheed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam, Shaykh.
والتوحيد هو إفراد الله تعالى وحده بالعبادة. والتوحيد هو إفراد الله تعالى وحده بالعبادة. فتصرف جميعها له وحده، ولا يصرف شيء منها لمخلوق، سواء كان ملكا أو نبيا أو وليا صالحا أو راكبا أو قديسا أو صنما أو شجرا أو نارا أو غير ذلك. فمن صرف شيئا من العبادات له فقد كفر وأشرك وخرج من الإسلام، حتى ولو صلى وصام وحج وزكى وقرأ القرآن، لا يفعله شيء من هذه العبادات. و من أجل العبادات ببغلة الدعاء، وبعض من يصلون ويصومون ويحجون يصرفون عبادة الدعاء لغير الله، فترى هذا يصرف عبادة الدعاء لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فيقول فرج عني يا رسول الله، وترى ذلك يصرفها في البدوي فيقول مدد يا بدوي، وترى تلك المرأة تصرفها للجيلاني فتقول أغرني يا جيلاني. وكل هذا شرك وكفر ينقض الإسلام، ينقض الإسلام ويبطله ويفسده.
The Shaykh Hafidh Ali says, Tawheed is to single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by worship. It means that all actions of worship, all of them together, no exceptions, has to be devoted for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Nothing from the acts of worship should be devoted to any of the creation. Regardless, a close angel may be, or a prophet, or a righteous person, or an idol, or stone, or a rock, or a tree, or a fire, and the like. That is, whoever devote any actions of worship for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is disbelief and shirk. And remove a person from Islam, regardless even if that person prays, fasts, perform hajj, and gives zakat, and read the Quran, these actions of worship would be of any benefit for that person who devote actions of worship for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh says, one of the greatest of the actions of worship is dua, invocation and supplication. Now you will find some of the people who pray, they fast, they perform hajj, but they devote this great and noble act of worship, which is dua, for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah alone should be called upon and invoked. You find certain people who pray, fast, make hajj, and the like, they call upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say, "Oh, Messenger of Allah, help me out." You will find another man calling upon Bedawi. "Oh, Bedawi, help me out." You find another third example, this woman calling upon Al-Jailani instead of calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she's saying, "Oh, Jailani, assist me, help me, take me out of this calamity and hardship." All of this is shirk, polytheism and disbelief. If someone fall into this, this nullify their Islam, wal-iyadu billah, and make it void. Naam ya Shaykh, sallallahu alayhi.
Rajula, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us كيف يحقق وعظم قوله وكثرة ثوابه ويرغب فيه ويقبل عليه وبين لهم ناقضه ومفسده وهو الشرك وضرب لهم صورا واقعية لهذه النواقض حتى جرسخ التوحيد في أذهانهم ويبين لهم أيضا الموقفات والمضعفات للتوحيد من الأمور ويبين لهم أنواع الشرك ويذكر الآيات والأحاديث الموجبة والمبينة للتوحيد والآيات المحرمة للشرك والمبينة لعقوباته الدنيوية والأخوية حتى يبتعد عنه الناس ويبغضونه شديدا ويتبرعون من أهله. نعم.
The Shaykh of Ta'ala, Wazahu Allahu Khair, he says, now the du'at, the callers to Allah, they should keep in mind that while they teaching the people Tawheed, they should make clear to the people the meanings of Tawheed and how they should fulfill the Tawheed. And they should make clear to the people the great status of Tawheed, its importance, the great reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the muwahideen. This way they will love it, and they will accept it, and act upon it. Likewise, it is upon the du'at, the callers to Allah, to make clear to the people as well, the opposite of tawheed, that would nullify the Tawheed, and that is the Shirk, polytheism, by bringing to them examples from reality of the Shirk, and that is practiced by certain people. So this will be engraved in their minds and in their hearts. Not just to talk about Tawheed, now they have to make it clear in details so that it will be engraved in their minds. Likewise, to teach the people the things, if it does not nullify the Tawheed in its totality, the things that take away from its perfection, the things that weaken the Tawheed. Likewise, they teach the people and bring them the type, different types of shirk. And while doing all of this, they do it in the light of bringing verses from the Quran and sound narrations from the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ that make all these very important matters very clear. Likewise, they bring the ayat and the hadith that clearly shows that is the shirk is forbidden, and they make clear the punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for the mushrikeen in this life and the hereafter, so that the people will know that with knowledge upon knowledge, and stay away from it and run away from it, and so that they will hate, that the shirk become the most hated things for them in their life, and therefore they will stay away from it and stay away from those people who practice shirk. Naam ya Shaykh, sallallahu alayhi. The Shaykh Hawda'ala, he says, now we're going to mention some of the ways that will help the people fulfill the Tawheed, and so that the Tawheed will be disseminated amongst the people. We're going to mention certain things that will help you increase in knowledge and in sound understanding of this very important principle, which is Tawheed. From those paths and the means and the ways that you should increase from the like of establishing seminars and talks in your masajid, seminars and talks that show clearly the Tawheed and teach the people the Tawheed and all that which has anything to do with it. The Tawheed and everything that the people may know about it and should know about it. Naam, Shaykh.
ومن هذه السبل شرح الكتب المتعلقة بالتوحيد في المساجد وفي المراكز الدعوية ككتاب التوحيد وكتاب كشف الشبهات وكتاب الأصول الثلاثة وكتاب نواقض الإسلام وكتاب مسائل الجاهلية، وكل هذه الكتب هي للإمام Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab,
rahimahullah. The Shaykh says, likewise, from those ways that help us understand Tawheed clearly and teach it and disseminate it among the people, that we should read from the explanations of the books that teach Tawheed, such as And this in classes in the masajid and in Islamic centers, such as Kitab al-Tawheed, Kashf al-Shubuhat, the three fundamental principles, Nawaqid al-Islam, the things that nullify Islam, Masail al-Jahiliyyah, and all of these books, by the way, are being authored by the great Imam al-Mujaddid, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullahu ta'ala. Naam, Shaykh.
ومن هذه السبل المتعلقة بالتوحيد، فتقرأ بالبيوت وبالمجالسات وبالمسامرات بين الأهل بعضهم مع بعض، وبين الأصحاب بعضهم مع بعض، وبين النساء مع النساء، وبين الرجال مع الرجال، وتقرأ بالمساجد على عامة الناس بعد الانتهاء من الصلاة أو في أوقات معينة تحددها الإمام في الاتفاق مع أهل. نعم.
Then Inshallah Ta'ala, he said, likewise from the means that will help us to do this, to achieve the Tawheed and disseminate it amongst the people, to continue reading the books, the trustworthy books, the books of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, as related to Tawheed in our homes. Not just in the masjid, but also in our homes, we continue to read these books of Tawheed. In our gatherings, Family gatherings, when you gather as a family, you read, don't just sit there, but you read from these books. Likewise, friends, you invite friends over, make sure you have a book or two ready, a new book, you read, you take turns and you read. Likewise, when women get together, Naam, a sister, she invites some other sisters from the community in her house, then Insha'Allah Ta'ala, they read from these books. Likewise, men, when they get together in any gathering, they read from the books of Tawheed. And likewise, the Imam will, Insha'Allah Ta'ala, read in a brief time, to the people, to the general people, from these books, a chapter or less, especially after the Salat, or in any time that he may come in agreement, the Imam come in agreement with the people of that community. Naam, ya Sheikh.
ومن هذه السبل تنويع الإمام في خطب الجمعة مع إكثاره من الخطب المتعلقة بالتوحيد، فمرة يخطب في بيان معنى التوحيد ومع فضله وحفظ الدواخل، ومرة يخطب ببيان معنى الشرك وصوره وعظيم اثمه وعقوبته، ومرة يخطب عن نواقض الاسلام ويبينها، ومرة يخطب عن الشرك الاصغر ويحذر منه ويبين صوره، ومرة يخطب عن السحر والكهانة والتنجيم والاستسقاء بالنجوم، ومرة يخطب عن الرقية وأزواجها، ومرة يخطب حكم بناء المساجد أو القبب أو المقصورات على القبور وزخرفتها وتزيينها وتجميلها. نعم.
Then the Shaykh Harut Ali says, likewise from this path and the means that lead and help in disseminating the Tawheed amongst the people, that likewise the Imam in the Masjid in his Friday sermons, he will bring different topics that are needed for the community, but he should focus more on sermons and the topics about the Tawheed. For example, a khutbah is about the importance of Tawheed, the nobility of Tawheed, the virtue of Tawheed, the benefits that the people gain about Tawheed. Another khutbah, he will talk about the meaning of shirk, the many aspects of shirk, and the types of shirk, and highlight to the people the great danger of shirk, and the great sin that the people fall into by falling into shirk. Another Friday, the Imam will display those things that nullify one's Islam and make them clear so that people will avoid them. Another khutbah, the Imam, he will talk about the minor shirk and warn against it, mentioning examples of minor shirk that the people they fall into. Another khutbah, he will mention السحر magic, and all that which the magician, the soothsayers, and those people they do. And also another khutbah he will talk about those masajid that is built upon graves, and those masajid the people they go to extreme in beautifying them and the like. يا شيخ فاتني شيء بين السحر وبين البناء يعني المساجد فاتتني هذه النقطة بارك الله فيك. الرقية أي نعم. Likewise the Shaykh تعالى says likewise the Imam he may talks about the رقية the رقية and how is الشرعية the legislated رقية and the ruqya that is upon the sunnah and the ruqya that is not upon the sunnah. Naam ya Shaykh sallallahu alayhi
wa min hadhihi as-subul tawzi' al-kutub wal-mawjuzat wal-athiqa wat-tibiya al-muta'alliqa bit-tawhid wa nasail wa ahkamihi wat-tahdhibi min ash-shirk وزعوا على الناس في المساجد وفي المراكز وفي المناسبات والاجتماعات وفي اثناء الزيارات وعلى الاهل والجيران والاصحاب والزملاء في العمل.
نعم. In the Shaykh ta'ala, likewise is still bringing the ways that helps the da'i and especially and the Muslims in general to participate in disseminating the tawheed amongst the people. He says likewise from these means to give out books, pamphlets, tapes, cassettes, CDs that contains the tawheed, talks about tawheed, make it clear to the people its rulings, regulations. Likewise, give out books, pamphlets, cassettes, CDs that warn against shirk with all of its types amongst the people, whether in the masajid, in the Islamic centers, in any occasion when the people they gather, whether a Eid prayer or any occasion, you take advantage of that and give the people for the sake of Allah. Likewise, in any gatherings of the people, when you go and visit somebody, you go with something in your hand, a book of Tawheed, some pamphlets about Tawheed, some CDs about Tawheed, and give them to those people you have visited, or those who came and visit you. And you have to focus on your family first before anything. They make sure that your family has understood Tawheed. They have materials what they can read or listen to. Likewise, you give to your neighbors, to your friends, and also to your colleagues at work. You if you have books of Tawheed, you give them some of those books, you give them some of those pamphlets and some of those CDs that will explain to them thoroughly the reality of Tawheed and warn them against shirk. Naam ya Shaykh.
على حفظ الكتب المتعلقة بالتوحيد ككتاب التوحيد وكتاب أصول السنة للإمام أحمد وكذلك سؤالهم الأسئلة المتعلقة بالتوحيد فيسألهم الوالد أو الوالدة يسألونهم بأبناء الجلوس معهم في البيت عند الطعام أو عند تناول شيء من الشراب أو هم راكبون معكم في السيارة أو هم خارجون معكم نسبة ونحوها فتسأل ولدك مثلا الصغير لماذا خلقك الله ثم تجيبه تقول له لعبادته ثم تسأله سؤال آخر ما الدليل على ذلك ثم تعلمه وتقول له الدليل قول الله تعالى وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون وتكرر هذا السؤال معه اليوم وغدا وبعد غد وفي أوقات متعددة، فما تأتي عليك وعليه أيام أو أسبوع أو شهر إلا وقد حفظ أشياء كثيرة لم تكن في كالسابق. وتسأله أيضا مثلا أين الله، وتقول له في السماء، وتقول له ما هو الدليل، وتبين له الدليل وأنه قول الله تعالى الرحمن على العرش استوى. وأيضا تسأله سؤال فما هو التوحيد، وتعلمه أن التوحيد هو إخلاص الله للعبادة. وتسأله سؤال واضح وتقول ما هي أنواع التوحيد، ثم تجيبه أنواع التوحيد ثلاثة: توحيد الربوبية، وتوحيد الألوهية، وتوحيد الأسماء والصفات. ثم تسأله سؤال آخر، سؤال خامس: ما هي أركان الإيمان؟ وتذكر على أركان الإيمان ستة، وهي أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره. وتسأله أيضا سؤال ثالث أو سابع: ما هي أركان الإسلام؟ وتبين له أنها خمسة: شهادة لا إله إلا الله، وإقام الصلاة، وإيتاء الزكاة، وصوم رمضان، وحج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا. وتسأله ما حكم الحج بغير شاء، ثم تبين له أن الحج بغير شاء يجب. ثم تقول اضرب لي مثالين أو ثلاثة على الحدث بغير الله، وتقول له مثال أو مثالين أو ثلاثة، فتقول له من صور الحدث بغير الله قول الإنسان في حربه والنبي، أو قوله وشرفه ونحو ذلك. الشاهد أنك تتلوث معه في التعليم، وتكلم هذا الانتظام وهو يمشي معك الطريق إلى المسجد وهو بالسيارة، وأنتم بالنساء تسأله وتسأله وتسأل أخته، وأنت تسأل والأم تسأل وأرسل بإذن الله ما يأتي عليكم مدة وعين إلا وقد حضروا أشياء كثيرة. ثم بعد ذلك ترفق معهم هذه الأمور وتسير معهم ويحقق التوفيق ويحبوه وينظر به إلى أن يلقى ربهم سبحانه وتعالى. نعم.
The Sheikh Hawtali says, likewise, from the many ways that help us disseminate the Tawheed among ourselves, likewise to encourage our children, boys and girls, from their early age, to memorize some of the books about Tawheed, like the Book of Tawheed, like the Foundation of the Sunnah of Imam Ahmad, and the like. And likewise, you take advantage of the time you spend with them and they spend with you, whether it be the father or the mother, and you ask them questions, simple questions about Tawheed. The father or the mother, why you sitting in the house, especially around food or around some drinks, or why you're on a car, whether you're going for shopping or going for a vacation or taking them to the playground or any place, you take advantage of that time and you ask them a question in a nice way. You said, for example, to them, why Allah created you? And then you give them the right answer: Allah created us to worship Him alone. And then you say to them, what is the proof? And then if they know, alhamdulillah, they don't know, you tell them, for instance, the ayah in Surah Al-Dhariyat: وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinn and the human being except to worship me. Likewise, and these questions, you will repeat them and many times in the same day, and tomorrow, and after tomorrow, and subhanAllah, days will go by, maybe a week or a month, and you will find that your children have memorized many, many ayats and adilla about the Tawheed. Likewise, from the questions, you say to them, Ain Allah? What is Allah? Then you give them the answer: Allah is above the heavens. And you give them the proof, or you ask them, what is the proof? If they know, alhamdulillah, they don't know, you give them, for example, the ayah that is repeated in many chapters in the Quran: Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arshi istawa. Likewise, you tell them, what is Tawheed? And you teach them, you give them the right answer: Tawheed is to single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship. Likewise, you ask them another question, fifth or sixth question, what is the types of tawheed? And you give them the answer. The tawheed of lordship, the tawheed of worship, and the tawheed of the names and the attributes of Allah. Another sixth question, for example, what are the pillars of iman? And you give them the right answer. The pillars of iman are six: to believe in Allah, to believe in His angels, in His books, in His prophets and messengers, and to believe in the last day and in the qadr, it's good and it's bad from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, you ask them a seventh question, for example, what is Islam? Oh, what is the arkan? What is the pillars of Islam? And you tell them that the pillars of Islam are five. That you bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah. And that Muhammad is a servant and a messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that you establish the prayers. And that you pray the zakat. And you fast in Ramadan, the month of Ramadan. And you perform the hajj. Likewise, another question you ask them, what is the ruling of swearing by other than Allah? And you give them the answer, it is shirk. And you tell them, would you please give me an example that is considered from swearing by other than Allah? Give me an example or two or three. Then, for example, you give them the answer. Those people who swear by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one Nabi, that's shirk. Those who swear by the sharaf, by the honor of their fathers or their mothers, and you tell them that they should not swear by any other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, you take these steps. Slowly but surely you increase the questions. Whenever they are with you and you are with them, take advantage of that golden and precious time. If you are walking or driving to the masjid and you have your children with you in the car, you're taking them for a vacation, taking them to the park or whatever, to buy them something from the store or to shop for shopping, take advantage of the time they are with you, even though it's small time, but ask them these questions. You take turns. The father asks, the mother asks, and the children, they will memorize, inshaAllah ta'ala. If you continue to do this and take advantage of this moment, they will, inshaAllah, learn the tawheed, and they will know what it is. They will know the shirk, so they can stay away from it. And if they will do this in their life, they will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah ta'ala, upon tawheed. Naam ya shaykh, sallallahu alayhi.
إذا سألت ابنك الصغير مثلا لماذا خلق الله تجد الإحسان فيه وتجعله يكرر معك العبارة لماذا خلق الله إحسان وتكررها معه وتكررها معه مرة مرتين ثلاث أو خمس أكثر لا تمل إلى أن يسر الله سبحانه وتعالى ويحفظها وليحفظ الآباء والأمهات إذا فعلوا هذه الطريقة مع أبنائهم أن يعدونهم ويعطون ما يشجعهم على ذلك من مال أو لحمة مباحة أو جهاز مباح أو بعض الحلويات أو الخروج في لجهة أو وله ذلك من المرتبات بالحفظ وفي الجد والاجتهاد.
Likewise, the Shaykh Ta'ala, he says, why are you asking your child, whether it be he or she, small children, very young, why Allah created us? And you give them the answer to worship Him alone. And you repeat this many times. You repeat the question and the answer with it. And you ask him to repeat behind you until they memorize it. And likewise, when you see that your children are memorizing, give them a treat. Reward them. Yes, it's okay, it's permissible. You give them some money, for example. Tell them if you memorize one question with its with the answer of it, I give you this money, $1, $5. I buy you a toy. I take you to the park. I buy you this or that from the things that are permissible. Inshallah ta'ala, this will increase the zeal for those children, because they know they will pay more attention now, alhamdulillah, because the purpose for you is that them, they learn the tawheed and with its proofs, so that they can act upon it, insha'Allah ta'ala. Naam ya shaykh, sallallahu alayk.
Wa yadullu ala hadhihi al-fa'ida min hadha al-hadith al-amran. Al-amr al-awwal, taqdimu al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-da'wata ila al-tawheed على الدعوة إلى الصلاة والدعوة إلى الزكاة. وقد جاءت أحاديث أخرى عديدة يقدم فيها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدعوة إلى التوحيد على سائر أمور الشريعة وأحكامها. نعم.
The Sharh al-Ta'ala says the proof that support this great benefit from the hadith is as follows. Number one, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given precedence to calling to Tawheed over calling to Salat and Zakat, for example. This hadith, you find that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave precedence to calling to Tawheed over calling the people to the prayer and to the pay the zakat and the like. And this is not the only hadith. Actually, there is many other narrations of the Prophet ﷺ in which you find him that the Prophet ﷺ give precedence to calling to the tawheed before calling to the rest of the matters of the legislation and the rules and regulations of the legislation of Islam. Naam, ya Sheikh.
أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جعل قبول أهل اليمن للتوحيد شرط في قبول الصلاة والزكاة منهم، فمن قبل التوحيد وآمن به وقام به وحقق قبلت منه جميع العبادات، ومن نقضه لم تنفعه لا صلاة ولا صيام ولا غيرهما من العبادات. وقد أكد الله ذلك بقوله سبحانه: ولو أشركوا لحدث عنهم ما كانوا يصنعون. فدل على أن حدود الشرك من عند العبد يحبط جميع الأعمال والطاعات التي قام بها في حياته.
The Sharh al-Ta'ala said the second matter that we understand here from the hadith, when the Prophet ﷺ sent Mu'ad to Yemen, that the Prophet ﷺ made a condition for the people of Yemen, for their salat and zakat to be accepted from them, they should fulfill the tawheed. That's the condition. So therefore, whoever accepts the tawheed, the call to tawheed, believe in it, acts upon it, then the rest of the acts of worship will be accepted from that person. But if a person's tawheed is void and nullified, nothing from the rest of the acts of worship will be of any benefit for that person. No salat, no zakat, and any from the acts of worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has emphasized this in the statement, and if they were to associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship, all that which they used to do will be void and nullified. The Shaykh says, we take from this, the like of this ayah, that shirk nullify all of the deeds and the actions of obedience that the person they act upon before in their lives. If they fall into shirk, they nullify all of their actions of obedience. نعم يا شيخ.
أظن الوقت كان الوقت أذف ولا لا؟
لك سؤال يعني.
إيه والله إحنا اقترب عندنا وقت العصر كذلك، وكذلك عندكم الوقت طال عندكم الوقت يا شيخ. تأخر عندكم الوقت كذلك.
أنا بالنسبة لي الأمر كان، لكن أنتم
ما زال عندنا حوالي ربع ساعة أو حوالي ربع ساعة يا شيخ أو شيء أو 20 دقيقة إن شاء الله. أي تفضل يا شيخ، الله يبارك فيك. إن شاء الله تفضل يا شيخ.
من هذا ونستفيد من هذه الفائدة ونعلم ويفترش لنا أن عامة الجماعات والأحزاب الإسلامية كجماعة التبرير أو حزب التحرير أو جماعة الجهاد أو جماعة في الإخوان المسلمين و أو جماعة الإخوان المسلمين وما أو وما تبرع عنها من الإطغاء والعدالة والنهوة والبرية ليسوا على منهج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالدعوة إلى الله ولا يزنون على هديه وسنته وطريقته في ذلك وذلك لأنهم لا يهتمون بدعوة الناس في مراسلهم وبلدانهم ومساجدهم وخطبهم إلى التوحيد مع كثرة الناس الذين عندهم خلل كبير بذات التوحيد ويمارسون كثيرا من الأمور الشركية وكم مات من الناس من أتباع هذه الجماعات ومحبيها والمتعاطفين معها وهم يمارسون دعوة الأمور الشركية ويقاربون البدع والضلالات بل إن بعض كبار زعماء هذه الجماعة يمارسون لأنفسهم بعض الشركيات مثل عوام الناس بل بعض وبعضهم إذا رأى الناس يفعلون الأمور الشركية لا ينكر عليهم ولا يعجبهم ويشيرهم وذلك خوفا من مفارقتهم لجماعته واذا فارقوهم قلت اعدادهم اذا صارت انتخابات فيها وصول الى الحكم او الى البرلمان ونحو ذلك وهذا الكلام وهذه الامور وللاسف موجوده في بعض كتبهم واشرطتهم ومجلاتهم هم واتباعهم وتلامذتهم فابتكروها ودونوها فلم نتقول عليهم بشيء ومعاذ الله ان نتقول على انسان على انسان ما لم يقله ولا وما لم يفعله والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تعرفون وتعرفون دعوته فإنه من حين بعثه الله تعالى إلى الخلق وجعله رسول النبي وهو يدعو إلى التوحيد وظل عليه الصلاة والسلام يدعو إلى التوحيد طوال عمره صلى الله عليه وسلم بل استمرت دعوته للتوحيد إلى مقام موته صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Shaykh Al-Ta'ala, he says, the application of this great benefit now on what some of the Islamic groups and Ahzab and the like of Tabligh, Jama'at Tabligh, Jama'at Tahrir, Jama'at Al-Jihad, Al-Ikhwan Al-Muslimin, and all those branches that they branch from them, Adala, Hurriya, and many other branches that branch from Ikhwan al-Muslimin and from the other groups, they do not follow the minhaj of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in calling to Allah, nor they follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nor they follow his sunnah in calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason, because they do not give any importance to this in their marakis, in their centers. And you will find that in their countries, in their masajid, many people are ignorant of the tawheed. And they do not cultivate in their masajid, in their marakis and the like, and in their countries. Yet you will find many people who they have major problems in Tawheed. Actually, in their countries, in their masajid, in their centers, many people practice many shirk. How many people died upon shirk, upon innovations, who follow these groups, the like of Ikhwan Muslimin, Jama'at al-Tabligh, and other than them? How many people died upon falsehood? He says, actually, you will find some of the founders of these groups, some of the leaders of these groups, actually falling into shirk, wal-iyadu billah. Now, we will find that the people are deceived by them, by their eloquency. And they do not teach the people the Tawheed. They don't warn the people against shirk. Why? Because they are afraid that the people will run away from them. Why? Because they have a plan. Because if the people run away from them, now they don't have enough people to vote for them in their elections. And they are not going to get to the ruling to take the seats of the ruler or in the parliament or the like. The Sheikh said what we say in here, this is a reality that is found in their books, the books of Ikhwan Muslimin and the like, in their magazines. Those who follow them, they know this and they speak about this. Their students have written this in their books. He said, we're not just speaking and saying anything. He said, we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for saying on them anything without knowledge. He said, this is their da'wah. This is the reality speaks about them. He says, as for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know him. You know his da'wah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the time when he became a prophet and a messenger, when Allah sent him as a messenger to all the creation, he called to Tawheed. His entire life span of the da'wah, calling the people of Tawheed. Rather, the call to Tawheed and warning against shirk continues with the Prophet ﷺ until in the illness when he died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naam, ya Shaykh, sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam. Wa naqab inda hada, wa astagallaha jalla wa ala, jittani wa iyaakum ma sami'tum, wa an ya'mura awqatana li ta'atih, wa an yataqabbala minna a'malina wa tajawal an sayyiatina.
The Shaykh Habib wa ta'ala, he says, we stop here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all and you benefits. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who they use their times and that which is getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair, Fadilat al-Shaykh, wa ahsan Allahu alaykum. ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يزيدكم علما ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن تتكرر هذه اللقاءات الطيبة معكم يا شيخ حبذا لو مرة في الشهر أو شيء نكمل في هذا الموضوع المهم يا شيخ الله يبارك فيك يا عم شيخنا الله يجزاك خير الله يبارك فيك الكل يسلم عليكم يا شيخ
جزاك الله خير أحسن الله إليك
وأهلكم سلامي جميعا
أي برغى شيخ
وبخير السلام
الله يجزاكم خير يا شيخ والله يبارك فيكم وأحسن الله إليكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله يبارك فيكم يا شيخ السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
الله يجزاكم بخير السلام عليكم